Welcome to New World Notes. And who is your host?
Melanie Haber.
Melanie Haber.
You may remember her as Audrey Farber.
Audrey Farber?
Susan Underhill?
Susan Underhill?
How about Betty Jo Bielowski?
Betty Jo Bielowski. I hadn't heard that name since college. Everyone knew her as Nancy.
And with that gag, we mark the passing of Peter Bergman and celebrate what he added to American life. He and three others who together gave us the Firesign Theater. And today, we'll be hearing a fair-sized chunk of their work. I hope you'll stay tuned. Peter Bergman died on March 9. Well, New World Notes never dealt with up-to-the-minute late-breaking news, but I think the Firesign Theater is important enough to talk about 8 months later. Peter Bergman, Phil Austin, Philip Proctor, and David Osman created the Firesign Theater in the mid-1960s. They did live radio comedy in Los Angeles and added record albums beginning 1968. There's no convenient genre to describe their work. It includes satire and pure comedy and parody and fantasy and a little science fiction. Their audio engineering was stunning, and if you're listening in stereo now, you can hear it best. Their subject was American life and American culture, including American politics. They stressed the absurdity of our culture. They especially stressed how much our perception of reality is twisted by clichés from our omnipresent commercial media. If you're listening to this show on the radio in Central Connecticut, it's Election Day. Our presidential campaigns just embody the whole bizarre spectacle of American culture that the Firesign Theater points out. Today we'll hear parts of their 1970 recording, Don't Crush That Dwarf, Hand Me the Pliers. There's an election in here too, and Porgy Tirebiter's father Adolf is running for either dog killer or people's commissioner. Here's the plot, such as it is. Late at night, retired actor George Leroy Tirebiter is changing TV channels. He sees snippets of televangelist programs and game shows, commercials galore, and two old movies starring him, playing simultaneously on two different channels. One is a war movie, Parallel Hell. The other is a comedy about all-American teenagers, High School Madness. Of course, one movie blends into the other, and both blend into reality. And we have a beautiful critique of American corporate-controlled culture, politics, justice, education, and military adventures abroad. Without further ado, let's see what's on the tube.
The Howl of the Wolf movie. Presenting honest stories of working people as told by rich Hollywood stars.
This morning's wacky feature, Porgy and Mudhead in High School Madness, with Dave Kasman as Porgy and Joe Bertman as Mudhead.
Tirebiter, he's a spy and a girl delighter. Porgy, firefighter, he's a student like you. If you're looking for a captain of the ring ball team, you can bet he won't be there. You'll find him popping off at Pop's sodium shop to trim a red with red hair. Doopy-doo-wah, Porgy. Tirebiter, just a student like you.
Like me?
Just a student like you.
Stop singing and finish your homework.
Just a student like you.
Adolf, come and get it. Your clam cakes are getting damp.
10-4, Eleanor.
Whew! Defoliating a victory garden certainly works up an appetite.
You sit down, Father, and dig right in.
That's right. This afternoon, I'll be able to start digging the pit. If I can get some work out of that boy of yours. I can have the bunker finished by election day. Where is Porgy anyway?
He's up in his room, helping Porcelain make the bed.
Oh, Porgy! Oh, my!
Porgy! Porgy, tell
you about it! He's coming, Mother!
He's so good with the servants, Fred.
Stop calling me Fred. My name's Adolf.
Oh, bombs away, Dad. Morning, Mom.
Morning, son.
Oh, hot dog! Road cakes again. Heavy on the 30-weight, Mom.
Don't eat with your hands, son. Use your entrenching tool.
Aw, gee, Dad, I'm just trying to save time. It isn't every day a guy graduates from high school.
How many times have I heard that before?
Well, you boys fight it out among yourselves.
Okay, Mother.
Look at the time. I've got to dress for my bridge club.
But, gee, Mom, isn't that bridge built yet?
No, son. And it won't be until free hands on both sides of the big ditch can press the same button at the same time.
Okay, Dad, I give. Oh, boy, can I eat my breakfast now?
Only if you stay out of trouble, boy. Your shenanigans could cost me this election.
Well, come on, Dad. No Irishman can stop you from getting to be dog killer this time. You're a natural.
Don't wolf your food.
Oh, there's Mudhead. Graduation, here I come. So long, Dad. Keep flying.
Oh, that son of mine.
He's not your son, Fred.
Stop torturing me, Ethel.
Come on, step on it, Mudhead.
Oh, I'd love to, Porgy, but I got my two tones through the floorboard already.
Well, okay, then we could take the shortcut through Frogtown.
All right, we could stop off at Pop's and dig some jugs.
Some what?
Oh, that Louise Wong's got a balcony you could do Shakespeare from.
Aw, not now, Mudhead. They need me at the last meeting of the Philatelist Club.
I didn't know you masturbated.
Aw, creepies, Mudhead. Where's your school spirit?
That's in the rumble seat. You want to snort?
Oh, very funny.
Sure is.
Gee, everybody at Moore Science High is an extracurricular activity but you.
Well, doesn't Louise count?
Only to 10, Mudhead. You know, that's just it.
Just what?
Well, we're the leaders of tomorrow.
Yeah, but it's today.
Well, yeah, but what are you going to do tomorrow after we graduate?
Oh, well, I thought maybe I'd go out and find a bunch of guys who dress alike and follow them around.
What?
Or I could go pick up a couple of girls.
Oh, is that all you think about, picking up things?
Yeah.
Golly, Mudhead. Don't you remember what Principal Boo put down at the pep rally yesterday?
Principal Boo?
P-E-P-E-P.
Thank you, fellow kids.
Quiet.
In addressing for the assembly this morning, thank you. I am recalling the words of the founder of Moore Science High School, Yucaipa Heap, who pressed the first bricks with his own hands. Knowledge for the people, he said. Give them a light, and they'll follow it anywhere. We think that is a fair and a wise guy rule to be guided by.
What is reality?
And we're not afraid of it, are we?
Eat it!
You bet.
Eat it raw!
Raw, raw, raw. That's the spirits we have here. Okay, so come on, kids. Line up, sign up, and re-enlist today. Because we need more schooling, for more students, for more science high. Thank you.
So you see, Mudhead, it's like the pooper said. With counter-subversive educational priorities the way they are, well, it really helps our side to re-enlist.
Is that what you're going to do?
Oh, hell no. Right after I graduate, I'm going to cut the soles off my shoes, sit in a tree, and learn to play the flute.
Hey, look, Porgy!
Watch it!
Where are you going to graduate from?
Holy Mudhead Mackerel! More Science High! It's disappeared!
Good Peter, except you seem to lose the reality.
technical difficulties are preventing the continuation of tonight's Fox Owl feature, High School Madness. We are working on the problem.
Shoes for industry.
Shoes for the dead.
Yes. Shoes for industry.
Hi, I'm Joe Beats. Hey, what chance does a returning deceased war veteran have for that good-paying job, more sugar, and the free mule you've been dreaming of? Well, think it over. Then take off your shoes. Now you can see how increased spending opportunities means harder work for everyone. And more of it, too. So do your part today, Joe. Join with millions of your neighbors and turn in your shoes.
For industry.
Jumping jujubes, Porgy, it looks like a wasteland. There's nothing left but the flagpole.
I don't know what to say, Mudhead.
Hi, Mudhead.
Oh, hi, Bottles.
I know who did this. It was those bullies at Communist Martyrs High School. That's who.
Oh, come on, Bottles. We don't know who did it.
Oh, yeah, right.
I have a very good idea.
Hey, Porgy, you're a white man. You've got to help us.
Yeah, Porgy.
What do you think? What do you think we should do?
Well, gee, I don't think we should jump to any conclusions
Hey, Porgy! Think about Poops on the radio. Turn the car radio. Poops on.
Okay, well, gather around, kids. Stay on camera. We'll all listen together.
All of us want to know, just as much as I want to know, who's responsible?
Communist Martyrs High School, that's who.
And until we do, I must make my dirty duty clear, and announce the suspendering of the upcoming graduating exercises.
Oh, no.
Which aren't taking place.
I'm never going to get out of here.
Don't worry. Your food, housing, insecurity will be guaranteed by your Department of Redundancy Department and the Natural Guard.
Hey, they're going to surround us.
And remember, Russ Reppers will be persecuted. So please stay where you are. Don't move. And don't panic. Don't take off your shoes. Jobs is on the way.
Golly.
Thank you. Now, here's a
hold
record
it.
That I think...
Hey, hold it down, kids. Hold it down. Don't get excited.
Who's excited?
Listen, the only way we're gonna get the school back is us. I've got a really swell idea...
I'm sorry, we have lost the picture portion of our pitch mission. However, we will continue with the sack.
That's why he's so mean. Oh, well, yes. Well, what else happened in history today, Hugh?
In history, Patty, well, today, of course, is the 38th of Cunegonda. And on this day in 1938 B.C., Mr. George Antrobus invented the wheel.
And just in time.
And in 1889, the Peace of Humus broke out, ending the Hundred Years' War against the cows.
Yep.
And last year, Patty, you and the viewers will be interested in noting that the world ended.
As we know it, Hugh.
You're darn tootin', Patty.
I sure am.
Say, who was born today?
Nobody, Hugh.
I mean in history, Patty, before they changed the water.
Hey, Sarge.
Yeah?
How long have Pico and Alvarado been out on patrol?
Since 1400.
Jeez, that's 2,000 years.
I hope they can find their way back. I'm getting hungry.
Hit the dirt! Look out! Was that one of ours?
Yeah. Beans. Last of the beans.
I'm so tired of Chinese food.
Hey, Sergeant Medensky, come over here. We got a problem.
Yeah? What is it, Lieutenant Tirebiter?
Silverberg here won't go over Pork Chop Hill.
Killing pigs ain't kosher, Sarge.
Oh, canned a wise lip, Silverberg. None of us ain't going nowhere until that patrol gets back.
Talk.
Personally, I'm worried about Pico and Alvarado.
Well, don't make a career out of it.
Don't let it get to you, Lieutenant.
I'm all right, Medensky. Listen. Those good boys found their way out of East L.A. They can find their way back into this Gook Valley, right?
Sarge, something's moving out in the woods.
Where?
At Sector N.
Okay, give them the password, Sarge.
Yeah, I better disguise my voice. Hey-ya-jo! Who won a second of World War, you so smart?
Not responsible! Perk and Lockett!
Hey, it's okay, sir. That's Pico and Alvarado.
All right.
Come on in, boys. Hey, don't run into trenches.
Hiya, guys.
Ah! Oh! Watch out for that entrenching tool.
All right, stand easy, men.
Head me up.
How was it out there?
Weird. We've been shooting reds and yellows all day.
Oh, boy, am I sleepy.
What about the gooks?
Bad news, Lieutenant. There are gooks all around here.
They live here, Lieutenant. They got women and pigs and gardens and everything.
I was talking to this one little gook.
That's swell, Corporal Kid. But we got orders to surround these little gooks.
That'll be easy, Lieutenant. There's millions of them on all three sides of us.
That means we got those little gooks right where we want them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and tonight's the planting moon. Several one of them is going to be out waiting in the paddies.
Me too.
Hey, this sounds like a perfect setup. What are we going to do, Lieutenant?
What are we going to do, Lieutenant?
What are we going to do, Lieutenant?
All right. Men, we're going to deploy at 0800.
Check.
Recon all LOM sectors.
Check.
Bring up the 455s.
Pull.
Locate our fire perimeters.
Bunk.
Make a clean sweep. Flush out the enemy and...
What's that, sir?
Sir, Lieutenant, excuse me, sir. What are we going to do, man?
Yeah, after we flush them out.
We're going to lock and load, Private. And we're going to go out there and...
Hey, man, what are we going to do, man?
Ettrick's with Nurse Warren. Don't you remember what I told you at the lake last summer?
Gee, Dad.
Will the real Dr. Petterman please report to neurosurgery immediately?
Dad, I told you I was sorry then, and I'm sorry now.
Does Peggy know that?
Who's Peggy?
We'll return to The Painful Threshold after this message.
And if you've just tuned in and are wondering what is going on, New World Notes is playing Parts of a Critique of American Culture by the Firesign Theater. In part, it's about Americans' confusion of real life with the phony images and cliché stories from the mass media. And that seemed to be a pretty good way to mark Election Day 2012. We'll pick up with the movie on TV, High School Madness. Porgy, Mudhead, and their girlfriend, Bottles, have found their missing high school. It's been disassembled and stored inside the rival Communist Martyrs High School. This leads to the arrest and trial of Porgy Tirebiter, which gets thoroughly confused with the court-martial of Lieutenant Tirebiter in the other movie on the other channel. We now return to our feature.
Mudhead, we found it.
Our old alma mater. It's been taken apart and stacked up and labeled.
This has never happened to any other high school ever before.
Hey, Porgy.
What?
Look at this big thing over here.
What's that?
I don't know. It's got a label, though. I'll read it. 11478 Mural Auditorium, right rear. Heroic struggle of the little guys to finish the mural.
That's ours, all right. I guess we got them red-handed.
Yeah, he's a red-handed.
Listen, I'll take this along for evidence, and
hold
we'll go...
Hold it right there, boys!
Mr. Tirebiter!
Dad!
Dad, sir, to you, son. I'm People's Commissioner Tirebiter now, and nobody's sweetheart.
Ah! You must have won the election, Dad.
Right, son. Now I am the people. And the people, us, wants me to tell them, it, just what you're doing... with your hands in number 35729, comma, shorts, comma, one pair blue gym, comma, W/protector worn by Barbara Bobo.
Oh, no! I'd like to take one, too, Dad.
Scared, son? Don't be. I love you at times like this.
I know, Dad, but how can you be an... I mean, I still don't see how you can be my defense lawyer and the people's prosecutor all at the same time.
Easy, son. This way I can personally see that you're persecuted to the full extent of the laws.
That's my dad.
George Leroy, Tirebiter, please take the stand.
Does he mean me?
Now stand tall, Porge. There's no...
Thank you.
This is a line of Indians leaving Rancho Malario to make room for you. Here's the beautiful Trail of Tears golf course.
This is Carolyn Presky. You've sold out. Now let's see just what you bought on this, your third day on Hawaiian Sellout. Bob, what's Miss Presky's heap so far?
Right, Jack. So far, a complete broken set of color bars for Mrs. B's new home, some leveled mountain skis and water rollers for that fun-filled open season, an unattached grid 5 stand-up reheater with a smoke window, and now...
300 full pounds of Chef Antoine Southern Fried Glimpse, toasted to gold perfection, cubed, reheated, and returned to water before you're ready, Miss B. And the inside, well, look at that. It's just as lovely. Two shelves were none are needed. And look at that. Close the door and the light stays on. Well, how do you feel, Miss Presky?
Sick.
Ah, well, you can afford it now, love. But like the good book says, there are bigger deals to come.
Was that the line you took, Lieutenant?
I can't.
Oh, go ahead. You have to answer this one.
I can't remember.
Calm down, my boy. Our entire defense rests on you not...
kindly instruct your client to stop acting, and you could take a couple of lessons in military toughness yourself.
Listen, everything went black.
General, I must insist this man is in no condition to replay that.
Well, I can see that, Major. Will the recording sergeant read the scene back to him?
Yes, sir. Alvarado, sir, what are we going to do, man? Matetsky, take it easy, Lieutenant. Tirebiter, we're going to go out there and cut. I can't say it. I'm sorry, but I zip, beep.
Can you remember now, Lieutenant?
Surrogate General Klein, sir. When I signed my contract with you, I fully intended to fulfill its terms with honor, sir. But you never told me I had to go out there and kill anybody.
Lieutenant, we will not tolerate the use of prohibited language in this courts-martials. The accursed will be advised of the absence of his rights under the secret code of military toughness and will act accordingly.
Oh, gee whiz, I'm sorry.
I suppose it's we parents should be sorry, Judge. We failed somewhere. We didn't raise this boy to use language like that.
It's not our fault anymore, Mr. Prosecutor. Call the next witness.
What do you think I ought to call him, Judge?
I don't know. We don't have a name for him. He never went to school.
Well, then, the people calls to the stand, you.
Don't point at me, Daddy.
No. You, the second man from the rear over there. You, the man with no shoes.
Who? Me?
You.
Mudhead? Oh, golly, yeah.
You promise to covet property, propriety, plurality, surety, security, and not hurt the state? Say what?
What?
Take your stand.
Now then, Mr. Head.
Hi, Mr. Tirebiter. You know me.
Do you know the defendant?
Do I know Porgy?
And you spend all your free time with him?
Sure, except when he's in school.
So you don't go to school?
Heck no. I'm 30 years old.
But you were in school, weren't you?
Never.
And with your friend Porgy.
No.
Last night.
Oh, you mean commie martyrs.
Communist martyrs high school, exactly.
Well, yeah, of course, Porgy had to find out where they were hiding more science, or he couldn't get out.
He admits it, he was trying to get out.
Isn't everybody?
Yes, to get out in times of declared emergency.
What emergency?
Well, there you are, Judge Poop. Youth here doesn't seem to know about the disappearance of the old school.
But that's what Porgy was looking for.
If you don't answer the question, young man, we're going to have to gag you.
What question?
Gag him.
Who was that lady I saw you with last night?
Oh, that was no lady. That was Bottles.
Bottles? I got so I'd drink anything. After that, I just couldn't seem to get off this stuff. My whole career went up in smoke. There was no way I could follow the scenario written by the people who pay for your wheelchairs, General.
Are you impugning, sir, that this uniform might be for sale? This uniform that bears the 3 stars that indicate my ratings? Bedecked with ribbons that represents every theater of war? Who wore it last in our proud company? This full-dress uniform, W-2565, seen in our finest hours, in ruthless combat, in dogfights over Broadway, and worn out, finally, here on this spot, in parallel hell. What is it worth? How much do I hear?
That's metaphysically absurd, man. How could I know what you hear?
I don't hear that.
$5.
I heard that. What do you think you're trying to do, Lieutenant? Buy your way out of these proceedings?
I am out, Klein. I don't like you. I don't want a part in what you're selling. And I'm walking out of your set.
You can't do that!
Watch me.
You'll never work in this town again, Tirebiter!
What town?
George, come back! Now, don't worry, Mr. Klein. Don't get mad. I'll bring him back. He's a good boy. A good boy gone bad. You move when you're told not to move. You take off your shoes to evade the men who are trying to protect you. You sneak into a forbidden sector after curfew, and you are caught with your hands up something they don't belong. My. Your friends at Commie Martyrs must be mighty proud of you.
Dad? I don't have any friends at Commie Martyrs.
Hey, I've never even seen anyone from there.
You're right, Mudhead. And now there's no room for anybody because it's all filled up with more science.
Where'd they go?
Yeah, where did all the kids go?
Well, they're in Korea.
On which side?
What's that soldier doing in here? What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
I mean in whose movie?
This is no movie. This is real.
Which reel?
The last reel of this vintage motion picture, High School Madness. Lot number M-25, black and white, 35mm.
Oh, I see.
Now, who started at $5?
All right, I guess it was me. 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25. It's all a
bid,
fake, Mudhead. They lied to me.
Hey, what do you mean, they?
You know, them.
Name three.
Well, there's the pooper and you.
Thank you very much, sir.
And me.
Hey, whose movie is this?
Yeah, it's nobody's now, Mudhead, because I'm getting out.
How are you going to do it, Porge?
I don't know.
How'd you get in here?
Sold for $100.
Darn, I don't remember.
Well, where were you before?
Before? Yeah. Miniature executive.
Right. I sold out.
So here's your last deal, Miss Presky. Now, which would you rather do? Hit this Jew over the head with a bag of sugar or beat out that rhythm on a drum?
Come on, love.
I'll take the bag.
You mean you're going to trade this 4-foot cube of 18-carat Swiss bullion and the snake knives, Mrs. Presky, all for that little bag?
Oh, yes, I want the bag.
Well, all right, then. Open it up.
Oh, why? Why, this is a bag of.
But it's really great, Mrs. Presky.
And so ends the Election Day special edition of New World Notes. Selections from Don't Crush That Dwarf, Hand Me the Pliers by the Fire Sign Theater. The message we heard from them is as important now, 42 years later, as ever. Reality is not the same as the cliches of film and TV, despite the best efforts of the establishment, including presidential candidates, despite their best efforts to persuade us otherwise. For pretty pictures, more information, and an archive of our shows, head over to newworldnotes.blogspot.com. For New World Notes, this is Kenneth Doust, advising illegitimi non carborundum, may the best man win, and when you get to the polling booth, consider writing in the name George Leroy Tirebiter. We could all do a lot worse, and probably will. Peace.